Joining us from Fishing with Bernie is Dan Shannon. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Terry.
So are you, how are things up in the Granby area?
Well, it looks like we finally got some ice. The season is just getting started, and we've been having some really, really good fishing days out here lately.
Now, Dan, typically I know all the years I used to have to put up with Bernie. I mean that I got to talk to Bernie. we always kind of figured Christmas time was when we could probably get on the ice most years, but this was a different year, wasn't it?
It was a different year in that we could kind of tell that we might have a little bit of a late ice on as soon as the lake trout spawn was kind of delayed this year. The water temp kind of got a little higher this year, and just overall everything took a little bit longer, and then we got a bunch of heavy snows right at the end of December, which really, I think, delayed it more than anything.
How is the water level at Granby right now? Those are going to be questions going forward.
The water is 32 feet low from full. So we're starting at where the ice typically comes off in the spring. So this is definitely going to be kind of a low water year for Granby and the Lakeson area.
Although it's still a very big lake with a lot of water, and but we're all going to be watching the snowpack this year, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, absolutely. That snowpack's important.
Since the activity, a couple things, we always talk in ice fishing about late ice. I mean, early ice and late ice. Early ice is one of the best times to be on the lake, and there's a couple reasons. One, the water is still heavily oxygenated, which usually isn't an issue on Granby anyway. But the fish haven't been bothered. You always get a time where the boats and the shore anglers really can't fish, but you can't get out on the ice. Well, you kind of had an extended period of that. And I've always had the theory that those longer extensions, those fish get pretty complacent. They're not used to being bothered, seeing lures. And you can make for some early, early good fishing, especially for numbers. Is that what you're seeing up there?
That's exactly what we're seeing this year. There was a big long break without pressure, and the fish, I think overall, they're just been in a feeding mood. We've been in some really, really favorable weather and stable weather patterns from fishing as well. I think that's definitely helping.
Now, as you're getting out on Granby, well, first, what kind of ice are you seeing out there, and is it pretty safe? We always say there's no safe ice, but ice fishing is safe if you use common sense. What are you seeing as far as ice conditions?
So we're still seeing varied conditions around the lake. The bays froze first, so we're seeing the thickest ice there. Typically, we're seeing that in the 8 to 10 inch area. As you travel around the lake to on the main body, you're looking at anywhere from four to eight. It just kind of depends on where you're at on the lake. Definitely still a time to be checking and paying attention. There's lots of ice heaves and some moving, and that just means the ice is growing and doing what it needs to do this time of the year. But definitely not a time to be complacent and have your safety gear and have a plan for if something happens to go wrong.
Now, I want to jump around to some of the other lakes in the area, but since we're on Granby, let's stay there. I know the lake trout are the big draw there, but there's also a really good population of browns, rainbows, and is there still a few kokanee?
Oh, there's still kokanee in there. They're far and few between. If you happen to find the kokanee spot, though, magic can happen.
All right, and what about the browns and the rainbows? Did you get into that earlier in the year at all from shore or close to shore?
Oh, man, the brown and rainbow trout bite right now is excellent. If they're up in the shallows, they're really moving and feeding. They're really taking advantage of this cold water. Find a lot of browns up along the rocky shorelines. They're pretty shallow. We're fishing for those with black marabou jigs and small tube jigs up right up in the rocks, and find a lot of aggressive browns. The rainbows we're kind of finding a little bit more in the moving water areas. Kind of a lot of your typical rainbow trout stuff, small spoons, small tungsten tipped with the wax worm, but that moving water where the inlets are seems to be key.
Now, the rainbows and browns in Granby used to be very daytime sensitive. It was usually a really good bite early and late, but occasionally you'd get it going through the day. Is that the case, or are they biting all day long?
It's definitely been sensitive to the light. We've had some really bright, sunny days lately with the stable weather. So as soon as that sun, you get start getting to that mid-morning, about 9 o'clock, usually that bite shuts off, and we're off to chasing lake trout.
Yeah, and speaking of the lake trout, now, I've done both chase big lake trout on Granby, and I've fished for the numbers. And a lot of times, both ice fishing and, of course, during the fall spawn, I love the numbers fishing on Granby because I can get out there, especially if I'm taking somebody with me. We can usually get into fish, and you can catch, the action can be really steady, and you can take a few for the table because those, 16 to 20-inch fish, something in that range, are the best eaters anyway. So are you seeing a lot of numbers? You seeing big fish? You seeing a combination?
Oh, we're seeing a combination of both. We're seeing, we'll be fishing for numbers fish, and a big fish will move in. That numbers fish fishing has been excellent. I've yet to see a day where it's been really, truly tough. This time of the year, you kind of look for the areas that are adjacent to those spawn-type areas, and those fish are still in the same general area, those number size. And then the big fish are out cruising looking for that big meal, so get out and drill some holes, and they've been hungry. If you're willing to put in the work and be persistent, they are definitely there and ready to eat.
So what kind of presentations? First, you change up your presentation when you're targeting big fish. Doesn't mean you won't get one on another presentation, but let's take the numbers first. What are some of your favorite presentations?
So for the numbers, right now we've been doing a lot of small tube, small crayfish imitations. Anything that would be kind of scurrying around there on the bottom. And a tube jig does a really good job of imitating those. So tubes up to like 2 to 3 inches. Doesn't seem to really matter if we're tipping with sucker meat or if we're putting any scent on it or just a plain tube. It just seems that once you get that fish's attention, they're coming right in and they're giving you a chance.
That's always nice when you don't have to mess with the bait. And, so many brands nowadays have such great scent into their products, too, that I think less and less. Used to be, if you went 20 years ago, Dan, I wouldn't go ice fishing without some live bait, or not live bait, but some kind of natural bait with me. Could be live, could be cut bait. But I hardly take any anymore. I've gotten so confident in today's soft baits.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that. A lot of times I'll have it with me just as kind of a backup for those tough days, but I generally start without it, and there's not as many days that we're moving towards the bait anymore.
Now, on the big fish, are you particularly targeting them, or are you just getting incidental ones while you're fishing for numbers? And if you do target them, what do you change on your presentation?
So we've been targeting them specifically, so we upsize our baits. Those bigger fish are looking for that bigger meal. So we're getting out of the 2 and 3 inch tubes, and we're looking at 6 inches plus. We're definitely getting to more likely ambush-type areas, kind of the humps with deep water close by, and those type of areas where you think that a lake trout would be up looking for that bigger meal, whether it's a rainbow brown or where it can ambush a kokanee. And we focus on these areas, and I might not find a big fish on every one of them, but I know that if I'm persistent enough at it and I just look at my map and start hitting as many of them as I can, I'm gonna look and I'm gonna find my right now 3 to 5 bites from good fish is a pretty decent day. So we're looking for those 3 to 5 bites out of as many spots as we can put our lures down on.
What type of fish? When we say big fish, you're saying 3 to 5 bites. You're hunting for them, but tell people the size of the fish you might be able to catch.
So we're looking for those fish that are 30 inches and plus. Last year, our biggest fish on one of our guide trips went 42 inches. So there's definitely some potential for some good-sized fish out of Lake Granby and Williams Fork and Grand Lake as well, the three lakes we guide on.
And I think you caught a 36-incher just recently, didn't you?
Yeah, we've caught a 36-incher and a 37-incher on our trips last week. So they're definitely out there and putting in the work and be ready for when you get that bite and hope everything goes just right and you'll get a nice picture and a good solid release.
Well, before we move on, I want to touch on some of the other lakes. It sounds like Granby's really fishing well and it's just an ideal time to get up there. How long will the ice stay good or the fishing stay good? Are you thinking about maybe 2-3 months?
Yeah, I'm thinking usually typically about first part of April we start seeing the ice get to the point where we stop guiding and kind of it's a day-by-day thing. And, some years the ice will come off by end of April. Most years it's about the first part of May. But we usually count on ending our season right around the first week of April.
All right. So what's going on? You mentioned Williams Fork. Tell me about what's going on in some of the other lakes around you.
So Williams Fork is fishing good as well. The ice is thicker there. We're looking at 10 to 12 inches over most of the lake. And right now with the limited amount of snow we've gotten lately, the heavy snow that we got first that caused all the slush and stuff is kind of solidified a little bit, and travel on it's got much better. I know our guide Rhett out there is having real good success with some of the larger fish. He had a over the full moon pattern and the stable weather, they had a weekend that looked like five or six big fish that they put on the ice. So the bite out there is solid. The numbers fishing, you have to move a lot. Once you find the area that the fish are in and that they're active, the numbers fishing is good. And while you're numbers fishing out there, make sure you've got a rod rigged up with a big tube or some other type of big fish bait, because the big fish do move in there and occupy those same areas as those numbers fish at time.
What about pike? Have you seen any pike at Williams Fork?
We have not seen any pike yet. Most of our trips have been focusing on lake trout. We usually look for the pike as more of a late ice kind of bite. So as we get towards the end of March, we'll start transitioning into that.
Okay. What about some of the other lakes in the area?
So Wolford's got a good ice sheet on it. I've heard reports of thicknesses are in that 12-inch area as well, with big, big numbers of rainbows and browns coming off that lake right now. Anything shallow, sub 10 feet, with all those typical baits that the trout are just loving, this consistent, cool water temp, and they're really actively feeding. Grand Lake also, for the first couple weeks of the season, it got ice earlier than Granby, so it got to absorb a portion of the pressure as we waited for it to the Granby ice up. But Grand Lake was fishing well, and just as late, it just kind of, the fish are starting to bump a little deeper, getting a little bit tougher. It did see a little bit of extra pressure this year, but fishing out on Grand Lake is still, pretty consistent on a day-to-day basis with the numbers fish, as well as the rainbows and brown trout.
What about Willow Creek? Is that still a good fishing option?
It is. Actually, Willow Creek fared much better than some of the outlooks that a lot of people in the area had after the fires. So a lot of reports of kokanee being caught out of Willow Creek right now, as well as big numbers of the rainbows and the occasional brown out of there. It's been a really good early ice option for a lot of anglers.
And Willow Creek may be for some novice ice fishermen who may be afraid to tackle Granby or Williams Fork. It's a lake that probably, if you can move around enough to find some cruising fish and have some pretty good success without having to be, a real advanced angler, I would think.
Yes, it's definitely a great lake for some of the newer ice anglers and even experienced get out there and get after the kokanee. But it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit, and it fishes well consistently through the ice.
I always like some of those sleeper lakes that maybe aren't going to have giants but have really good action, because after I have a couple of bad trips, I can go and convince myself I'm still a good fisherman.
That's right. Get that tug and remember what it's like.
Yeah. I used to have a little perch spot that I would go to when I was fishing tournaments. And if I had a bad tournament, I'd go catch 20 of those perch and bring them home just to get even so I could say, I still got it.
Yeah. that's great. We all got to have a couple of those spots.
Well, I used to have a saying, anybody that tells me they catch fish every time they go is probably lying about everything else too. So
that is very true. Very true. It's always fishing.
Yeah. So Dan, if people want to get a hold of you, book a trip, how do they do that?
So you can reach us. Facebook has all our contact info and Fishing with Bernie. Also, you can look us up. We do weekly ice reports for the lakes in the area on fishingwithbernie.com. And those are kind of our two primary ways that you reach out to us.
All right, my friend. Thank you for joining us. You and I have never fished together. We're going to have to change that this next year.
I agree, Terry. We need to get out.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Tremendous information. Thanks for that report.